Lemai, good day. This week we visit your parish of Lazare, of which the larger part is that mountainous area including Sky Hill, To Solby and beyond, which was a noted place of battles in the days of long past. The parish of Lazare is the largest of all our island's parishes, for it embodies great stretches of mountainous land from Ramsey to Snaefell and beyond, then down through Druidill and Faulty Will to Solby. The lower and less mountainous parts is very fertile, and at one time was called the Garden of the North. The Solby River is the longest in the island, and commences with numerous streams in the hills near Brandywell. Another narrow, though disciplined brooklet, which for the greater part of its course marks the boundary between Lazare and Mackled, and flows through Glodden Crow, Nut Glen, is called Struan na Crow. Another river comes through Glen Alden to meet the Solby River, some half a mile before reaching the sea, and is probably the island's best river for trout and salmon. The name Ramsey is of Scandinavian origin and is probably from Rafnsvad, meaning winning place. The Manx form is Rumsey. Ramsey is now the second largest town to Douglas. The swirl of the tide against the rocks on the Mackled side has taken a huge bite out of the soft sandy area forming Ramsey Bay. The Manx for Kirkcrest Lazare is Skil Crest na Héire. This parish has a record for its wells, whose waters could cure various complaints as well as curing thirst. A well called Nan Willie's Well is between the chapel and the old schoolhouse in Upper Solby Glen, and about 70 yards from the chapel is the spot where Nan died at the ripe old age of 99. Chiver in Manx is a well, so we have Chiver Inch in the commons between Solby and Balaff. Tom Brown mentions old people who used to go up with the bottles to get their water, for it is terribly good for sore eyes, they say. And there is John Cayley's well at Ballacayley, which is a remarkable spring of cool water. A man known as John Cayley of the Well was buried in Lazare Churchyard in 1765. I've been informed that Arthur Cayley, the 7'6", 21-stone Manx giant, was of this stock and had a fleeting fame in London and Paris in the 19th century. Chiver na Ivarnach is the well with water to cure warts, and hence the name of this well, Well of the Warts, which is in Glen Alden. Yet another famous well called Chiver na Wurra, meaning Mary's Well, is about 300 yards west of the parsonage in Ramsey. The waters of this well were used, not so many years ago, for divination purposes, and were excellent for love charms. Many were the couples who were happily matched after the charm of the waters of this well. Many pleasing Manx names are still in existence. Cronk Sumach Primrose Hill, Close Namona, enclosure of the turf ground, Moorach, wasteland near the sea, or a seaplain, Mullion na Morda, well of mill of the dogs, now called the dog mills, Lurga Rennie, ferny slope, Lunner named Jeg, Glen of the Eleven, at Ballymenagh, Kerra Moor, great quarterland. The Kellya is a Scandinavian word meaning cold isle. This estate, which juts northwards toward the Curraghs from Close Chirrum, is referred to as the Old Dryland. Cronkruer is Red Hill. Cronkbreck, Speckled Hill. Claddock is the river meadowland. Glen Tramon, the Glen of the Elder Tree. Tramon is Manx for the elderberry tree. Bowley Vein, White Fold. And Bowley Glass, Green Fold. Bowley Cleary, the Clerk's Fold, which is in Lazare Church Glebe. Ballagarrow, Rough Farm. Ballacrink, Hill Farm. Ballaclockbane, Farm of the White Stones. Faulty Will, a Falthan is a derelict house, so Faulty Will was most probably William's derelict house or cattle fold. Now here are a few surnames which were attached to this parish. Farrant. In 1511 the name was Farrand. In 1611 it was Farran. And in 1619 it became Farrant, as it is today. The Gaelic form was Farrain. This name was found in Northern Ireland, and so probably had some connections in this respect. A Peter Farrand was schoolmaster in Castle Rushen in 1578. Several members of this family have taken part in the affairs of the Manx state. William Farrand and Edward Farrand were members of the Keys in the last century. Glass, the Irish spelt it with one S, that is G-L-A-S. But the word glass in Manx means green or grey. It is thought that this was an Irish family who came to Douglas at the beginning of the 18th century and settled in the parish of Macleod, giving their name to Ballaglass, the green farm. Doherty, a Gaelic name which was O'Doherty. The word Doracher in Manx means different or difficult to manage, and may have meant difficult to overcome in battle. A William Doherty, a mason, was paid 27 shillings for setting up three furnaces and other work at the Derbyhaven Mint in 1753.